and I think anybody would be discouraged. So I think that's the issue is affiliate directors elected from non-paying stations, but we have gone on to another issue, which is at some point we need to talk about where is the affiliate program, and what is our role, and what do we need to do to have some buy-in by more people on the national board for our hard work.
Right, and so with that, and unless there's a motion to add an item for the next meeting, that would be appropriate to send that notice out and to add that for the next affiliates meeting. The other thing I want to finish by saying about that comment that I made, that there was a timing problem with this. We have the budget cycle from September, end of September. It started October 1st, fiscal year of the foundation. And at that time, at the September meeting, we just hired a new ED. So the construction of the national office budget was not done with input from the new ED. And so I think that and then there's been some dysfunction with the office over the last couple months. And as the public statement says, we're in discussion. So I'm hoping that the new ED will in fact take charge of the national office budget, as would be appropriate, implement the resolutions that this task force put forward and were approved by the board and went through the finance committee, and that then we will see some resolution to this matter. So I would say it's not a complete loss at this point, because what we've had is kind of a lack of leadership at a very critical time, which was the budget preparation time. And so while it was difficult for the task force or the board to force some line items into a national office budget, it would not be a problem for the executive director to do so. And so I think when an executive director really has the time to look through the detail of the national office staff and the programs that the national office administers, that in fact our resolution will then be implemented. That's my hope for that. So I'm not writing it off completely. My comment had to do with why the last couple months have been a bit strained for the task force members, especially the board directors on this task force. Is there any more comment on the business about the contracts? And otherwise, I would say that we would need to move this other discussion to new business at the next meeting. Is there a suggestion for new business at the next meeting?
Well,
or you could certainly email that.
On the issue of the contracts, Venus is going to talk about it at the next meeting. Perhaps we should maybe put on the agenda to go over a process for vetting or interviewing the candidates for next year, including calling to the attention of the National Board members if candidates are from stations that are on contracts that are non-paying. Perhaps that needs to be part. If we have a list of things that need to be done and a timeline, which I think, because we've moved up the process, we don't have well, maybe we need to rewrite the process. If the task force agrees, then I could put that on the agenda for the next meeting too, or we could create a subgroup to work on that. So what do people think about that?
I think that there would need to be some determination from council as to whether that idea with the contract and the fee is viable. I can't actually say whether it is or not. It could go either way.
So we will wait until your discussion with council.
Well, while I offered to do that, I wasn't sure whether we had, after further discussion, whether we still were going to pursue that angle. I'm happy. I know John Krigler, and I'm still a board director, so I'm happy to write to him and ask him just a simple question. So, okay, I will do that then.
This is Ursula. Rick.
Go ahead.
Can I speak? I think you should. I'm not advocating that we remove the person who exists now, because I think, you know, she's here, and I think it would be kind of odd to reverse it at this point. But I think it is good. It would be good to look at it in the future, as the person currently the affiliates coordinator. I would feel inhibited in offering these free trial agreements with stations if I knew this was part of it, because with some stations you just don't know. It really is literally a free trial period where you're finding out how you feel about each other, and I think that it's really a marketing process, and I think that marketing process would become inhibited if it involved these kind of ramifications. So I think it should be looked at seriously, because I think ultimately what will happen is it will inhibit the coordinator's willingness to offer free trial affiliations, and that is, quite frankly, how you mostly get clients, and that's how Democracy Now! Has had its success, is by offering free trial affiliations.
I think
Go ahead.
I appreciate that input, Ursula, and I'm not suggesting that we take this, person out of their role. I'm wondering if in the future we need to give that information to the National Board before they make their decision. Well, I don't object, and I have not heard any objection to the chair discussing that issue with counsel.
Except that if John's going to issue some opinion, then I may come back and try to get two other directors with me, because there is a board policy of requiring three directors to engage counsel probably when counsel is charging. So first I'll just make the phone call, and then if it turns out to need some answer to the board, then I'm probably going to come back and get two other directors to join with me in making the request to counsel, which is the appropriate method, and then we would get a response from counsel. Are there still two directors on the call that would join me in my letter to John? No. Okay,
Chandra and Don are gone?
Evidently. So I'll contact them anyway. I have a feeling that they won't mind at all adding their name to the general letter of inquiry. So maybe I'll do that. Go that way. Okay. So, well, I think our phone call's down. I think we covered most of the main points that people were interested in, because now they've left. So, is there anything else? Is there a move to adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
And we do have an understand. Was there anything that we just agreed to put on the agenda for next meeting?
I think you're going to send that notice and wording around.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
I thought it was your idea that you wanted to talk about in next meeting.
Talk about what?
You were talking about a procedure for having the board know about these the different tiers.
Was there any objection to that?
I think it's a good item to come up on the next meeting's agenda, because we spent time talking about it now, and we'll probably have a follow-up from the attorney.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Serene, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I think that's a little premature.
Okay.
The board is not going to be looking at affiliate directors for another several months, and by then a lot of this would have been clarified. Further, I would hope that once we decide what the definition of affiliate really is, that what influences our decision, the PNB's decisions, PNB members' decisions about who they'd like to support or in what order when they vote, will be what these individuals bring to the table that we don't already have or don't already have enough of, rather than simply how many dollars they contribute to the work that we all, that I think, you know, that both the affiliate stations and the Pacifica stations agree is important. So I think way too early to send such a thing. And when it is sent, I would hope that we also provide some context so that it does not become one of the most important things that's being considered. Thanks.
I think you're right, Serene. I think that we may, I think we should maybe put this on the agenda after we hear from RIP's discussion with counsel. Then we can decide whether, I think at some point we need to maybe put in writing the procedure so we don't do it differently every year. Like, for example, has anybody formally sent out a notice about the two directors that have been selected?
It was mentioned on a public, on a PNB meeting call last week, and then we named them tonight, but that was it. I agree that the election for the directors is pretty much a transparent operation right now, that they're interviewed on a phone call, and then, you know, directors can obviously partake in that interview process, and then directors make their decision. So the directors are voting on the affiliate representatives based on the phone call interview that's done with them.
And their resumes that are submitted that the PNB...
That's correct. They do. They submitted a resume, a letter of interest. The resume was a short biography, actually. So, yes, we received materials from every nominee. And so the election is based on that. However, I have heard that there is now what is an intent that trial period contracts would not make those entities eligible for participation in full Pacifica governance. I mean, you could basically have someone just sign up and then be part of Pacifica governance, and they're not really even a member per se. They're on a trial basis. People on a trial basis, I don't think it's discriminatory to say that people on a trial basis may not be eligible for full time participation. And so all I'm going to do is ask the question. I'm not going to be bringing it as a motion or a legal matter to the board. I want to have clarification. Is there a difference between an organization that affiliates and pays the dues that are standard and another entity who is signed up for a trial basis and is not a membership, is not a paying member? So, and I think that's something that could come up. I don't think dues are very high anyway. And once a station pays dues, they pay different amounts, and they're generally a small amount of the overall station budget. So I don't think it's based on dollars. But I do think that there needs to be some qualifying reason to allow someone to spend a year on the Pacifica National Foundation Board, and that should be an entity, a media entity, that has such a connection with Pacifica that they are, in fact, a full member, which would imply paying the sliding scale of dues. So I just think that that's a reasonable request. But first I want to find out whether there's a legal basis for it, and it certainly isn't going to upend what happened this year. I agree with Ursula that what's done is done now, and it was done in a fair election process on its face, but I do think we should clarify who is in the eligible pool. And if it's only 90 of the 125 or whatever that ratio will turn out to be, then I think I would support that matter. I agree that some stations sign up just to get some, and other stations are members because they believe in the mission and they want to participate and collaborate with Pacifica. And those are the folks that should be at the governance table.
I have a comment.
Sure.
And a question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Even for people, though, my comment is that even for people who sign up just to get something, the thing that we're giving them is so incredibly useful. I mean, it's if I can use this term, it's awesome propaganda. So regardless of what they think they're getting when they sign up, what they will get is something that'll be good for us as well as for their listeners. And my the second thing is the point of information. I want to know if and if this was covered before, please excuse the repetition. But how long are the trial periods that's on? And do we, as a task force, whether or not it's available for the public, have a breakdown of how many of the 100 and so, you know, 100 plus stations are stations that have an extended contract as opposed to people who maybe renew every year, you know, a multi-year as opposed to annual, and how many, what the sliding scale ranges from? I mean, from $15 to $2,000 or what?
I would like to suggest that specific facts you wouldn't discuss in an open meeting.
Well, right. First, the actual contracts per station would be privy, but the I've heard it said before that stations can, there's some very small media outlets that affiliate and probably incorrect on these numbers, but as low as $50 and as high as, you know, like, I don't know, actually I never heard a high number, but I know there's thousands of dollars for some 8,000, of the large
8,000, 9,000, 10,000?
You know, I really don't know that. But the also, I agree, this isn't to exclude people. And the contracts renew each year. Our station's been affiliated for since I got in 1994, and it's each year we sign a new contract. So we don't have a multi-year per se arrangement. I don't think anyone does. I think they have to sign a contract every year. So, but I've certainly heard everything that Serene has been saying, and I agree with the with her sentiment about not excluding folks on some arbitrary basis. So, and if a trial period is for a 1 year period, I think that that's not onerous in terms of having that station wait a year to become a real member before they can put someone seated on a board of governance for a $16 million a year foundation. So I do think that being on a trial basis for a year before you can be in governance is not onerous. So anyway, I'm just going to do the research and come back and be able to provide that information to people about whether the attorney thinks there is a differentiation. And I think it's only at that point that we could decide to do something or not. And I just think that with more information, we're better able to discuss this matter and come to a conclusion about whether we leave it the way it is or make a change.
I'm going to move that we adjourn, but before we do, I want to thank you so much for your leadership this year. It has been inspirational to me, and I look forward to your continued participation. And I hope drain you dry.
Rather than a me.
I'm sorry, just before we adjourn,
sure.
I wasn't asking that the information in terms of the range and the number and the types and so forth be provided on this call. When I said provided for the task force, I meant by email on the listserv. It may already have been provided in a report that I didn't see or something, but it would be good to have a sense of what we're really talking about, particularly because when I first tuned into the call, I heard some discussion about someone who said that the affiliates program wasn't something about the number of people who were really participating or monies that were raised or something. So it would be good for me. Maybe everyone else already has this information, but I would like to know just, you know, what are the figures that whoever made that statement is looking at. I mean, I have no comment about the statement one way or the other. I just need to know the basis. Yeah, right. What figures were they looking at?
Yeah, what that context was someone had said that that the Pacifica affiliate program didn't really have any big community stations in the roster. And I think that's what you were talking about. But you know the general totals, that it's a $200,000 a year revenue with about 125 affiliates. That's approximately where we were at in this beginning of this fiscal year. As far as the other details, it has not been issued in the past, so it would be new to all of us.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Is there a second? I guess we don't need one task force, but okay. But you know, and I don't want to cut the call off. Is there anyone else that that has a final comment?
I'd like to confirm that we'll meet next on February 14th, and that's already on kpftx.org.
And so it is, and that will be a task force meeting. I don't know how that's going to be arranged. Hopefully, the new board the new board members will be right on that, and I guess Ursula will be notifying the new board members. How did that work last year? Ursula will be at that meeting, so hopefully there'll be coordination for people to be on the call February 14th. Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
Rip?
Yes.
Rip?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody on the task force for your work this year and for your thoughtful discussions. I hope to continue working with you, with a lot of you, next year. Also, Rip, I do think that the bottom line is the affiliates don't listen to PNB board meetings, and so somebody needs to notify them. And I think it would be better that you notify them as a board member than me. Can you post the results to the affiliates?
Yeah, you think if I should I have Lori's email, and in fact, Lori's already responded. She knows the results. I haven't seen anything from Effia, so I don't know whether I would think Dave probably contacted her directly. But I should just put it out on the Pacifica station manager list?
Or yeah.
Which list would you recommend?
The Pacifica station manager list.
Okay, we'll do
that. And I think an outreach to the people that were not voted in would be good idea too. As well as to Christine and Bear.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
okay.
I'll reach out to them as well, but I think, you know, you as the director it would be very good to come from you as well.
Sure. Okay. If you're in the office, can I call you tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
About that.
I'll be here.
Collaborate a little bit on that. Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you very much, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, and my thanks to everyone on the call, too.
Good night, Rip. Good night, Doreen. Good night, Dan. Ursula, bye-bye.
Thank you again, Rip, for whatever you've done.